This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Looking for something truly novel to do this weekend? The Thing in the Spring returns to the Monadnock region, growing bigger and more varied each year. Last week, we heard musician David Contact playing with a band of slinkies, building materials, and making music out of found objects. He'll be performing. We asked Thing in the Spring founder, now creative director Eric Gagnon, what else is going on?
Well, we've got a ton of stuff. I think about 40 or so bands playing over 4 days. Of course, we have the Broke the Affordable Arts Fair happening on Saturday the 7th. And we'll also have behind that in the field, there will be a big tent and a concert happening all day. We'll have outdoor vendors, we'll have food vendors, and a beer tent from Sam Adams.
Oh, wow. So who's coming here for Music Acts?
So Thursday, Magic Markers is headlining, and they're fantastic. They were on mostly from Western Mass and New York, but really far out, but with kind of like a deep indie rock kind of sensibility.
Let's hear a little bit from Magic Markers.
On Friday, we have Lady Lamb, the beekeeper.
Oh, we love her. Yeah. She played in Studio D for us.
Yeah. So she's going to be here. Every night after each of the main shows, there are a couple bands at Harlow's for after, and then there's also going to be a DJ at the Waterhouse. And actually, Friday and Saturday, we're having a couple of films, too. Criterion Collection was really awesome and gave us a couple of movies to show.
What are you showing?
Well, since it's the seventh Thing in the Spring, Friday night we'll be showing The Seventh Seal, and Saturday we'll be showing Seven Samurai. And then at the Late Show on Friday night is going to be Ruff Francis. They're just unreal. Probably one of the best rock and roll bands that's playing. Like, it sounds almost like a mix between like the Stooges and maybe even like a little Rolling Stones and Minutemen, just real hard-hitting, like good-feeling rock and roll.
Let's hear a little bit from Ruff Francis. This band is going to be playing the Late Show at Harlow's because there's always something to do even after the day for the Thing in the Spring.
Saturday, there's going to be a ton of bands from all over New England and New York, and headlining that one is MV and EE, really great duo from Brattleboro, a real nice psychedelic treat for the late afternoon. The Saturday night show, Simon Felice is headlining from the Felice Brothers, and he's played in the Lumineers and Mumford & Sons, I think he toured with them, a bunch of other people, and he's going to be playing with Death Vessel and Mail the Horse, who are really good.
So David Contact, who we had in the studio last week, he's playing Saturday night, I believe?
He's playing Sunday.
Sunday,
yep, okay. Sunday we've got Charlie Hunter and Bobby Previtt.
Charlie Hunter, perfect fit for David Contact. He's designed his own guitar with 8 strings, I think, if I remember correctly. Yep.
And Nat Baldwin is playing that show, too, from the Dirty Projectors.
Well, Eric, it sounds like it's just getting bigger and better and more varied. Congratulations to you, and thanks for coming by.
Thanks a lot, Virginia.
Eric Gagne, who's founder and creative director of Thing in the Spring, along with a whole bunch of other folks in the Monadnock region who put this together. Broke Art Fair, music galore, as you hear, and this year adding a couple of great films from the Criterion Collection. It takes place from June 5th through the 8th in Peterborough, New Hampshire, and you can see a lot more, including a schedule at wordofmouthradio.org.
Once in a while.